All right, welcome everyone. Actually, I encourage you to put your recording back on. The abbreviation should be TEC, for the Economic Conundrum, and the day's date, March 7, 2011. I say this particularly for those who are not keeping up, but actually, thank you, Allende. Please take that away from your name. Very good. Abdullah, you need to do it as a requirement. When we had the conversation with you and me and your mother, you indicated that it was hard for you to keep up. You didn't say it like that. You said I was rambling, but that's okay. I don't want to debate that. The point is, rambling or not, it's your responsibility to keep up. So would you please start recording, please, sir? Safia, are you present? All right. How many of you got my email over the weekend? All right. All right. Good. So let's start there and work our way backwards. Please take your notes, pull out your notes, get your typing fingers together. You know, let's like, because part of what I want to do is I'm going to keep you connected and connected and connected. So you're making these links and making these conclusions. You are absolute geniuses. Let's start with your work from the emails. Give me your link to your work, please. This is not Economic Conundrums. The title of the class is The Economic Conundrum. Economic Conundrum. Just so that you know, Abdullah. And Abdullah's leading off. Okay, Allende, please show me your work. Show me your work. I want to see your notes and your vocabulary. We said we were going to split the class so we can rock and roll, lock and load. All right, I'm looking at yours. Let's see here, Abdullah. Okay. Welcome, Safia. Please give me your link from the homework that I emailed to you over the weekend, my dear. Actually, I think I did it on Thursday. Tavon, you have to probably stop by here and bring me your computer, son. You know, I don't know what's going on, but your computer woes are getting to be a bit much. Okay. All right, Safia, talk to me. I don't have a link. I didn't get the email. You know, Safia, I'm sorry, sister. Gee whiz. My. You're going to have to burn some midnight oil, sister. You didn't get the email, so how did you know to read the articles, my dear? When you learn about those? Good. When did you learn about them? Mm-hmm. Well, I hear you, sister. The emails went out to everyone. I'm glad you asked him. Really glad you asked him. That's good. And, no, I didn't. I wasn't supposed to send one. I did send one. And I checked it with people who were here on Friday to make sure they got it. Okay. So, all right. So you might get to it. All right. So before, thank you. I'm clicking on your links to see, you know, the quality of your notes. Tavon, you're going to need to start using some bullets, some indentation, some other things to really do a better job so that you can really access your notes without reading them all over. like what are the sections, what are they saying in different parts. You just have a whole list of anything, no bullets, no indentations, no separations of different parts of what they were saying. So after you listen to a piece, you got to go back through it and organize it so that you can access it. This is important. I want to see this for everyone's notes, okay? So if you're reading something, it's fine. You take notes, okay? Then you got to go back and rearrange them. I like to use mind maps. You don't have to do that. You can use regular outlines, but what you're talking about is a kind of heading or categorization. Then you're talking about the other things, all right? You're not just dealing with stuff linearly, even though it may be presented linearly. I'm talking about this article talked about this particular subset in this subject, okay? And it made 4 points regarding this particular subset of these, okay? And those 4 points may have been in order. One may have been in the middle, end, beginning. It doesn't matter. You're pulling them together along those categories. Do you understand me, Tavon, and others? All right, I'm not blaming you for not doing it before. This is time to step it up. You want to be able to categorize it. When you go back, if I'm asking you a question about a particular part, then you don't have to go through and read. Right now, you have to like kind of read the whole thing all over again, all right? And that's not cool. You got to do that. Plus, so I want you to use bullets, indentations, headings, to now sometimes something may go under more than one heading. So what? Just cut and paste it. All right, that's the beauty of using a computer. All right, so that's the feedback to you. Allende, I'm looking at yours. You need to do the same thing, plus you need to reduce your type. Use bold type for heading, son, not for everything that you have, all right? Plus your I only see only part of your work. You were supposed to go past Abraham Lincoln, go all the way up to the other pieces, and this looks like if I count the lines right quick, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, there's some more to be done. So please take note that those changes I want to see. All right. Sakile and Kamal, Notes of the Secret of Oz, very good. I want you to also go back and categorize them. I like your bullets. Also create some sections, subsections, and spaces after you do it. That has you begin to digest your notes, okay? Dad, I'm coming to that. Right now I'm dealing with the first one, The Secret of Oz Notes. I want you to understand what you're doing. Once you listen or read and you put them, when you go back and have to categorize them, it really has you begin to digest the article, all right? That's what's going to be required for you, for your success in business, for your success in life, for your success in college, that you are not just presenting something as it was presented to you, but that you, in fact, have gone back and digested it. What does digest mean? Anybody?
It means that you have taken it and you kind of comprehend it and you take it within yourself and you understand it in your own words so that you can explain it to yourself. That's overall.
Very good. Digest, you're absolutely right, and Allende, you also are right. Here's the process. Digest means to break down. When you eat food, you digest it. That is, you break your apple or your orange or your grapefruit or your taco. Your body breaks it down into the component parts. Then it reassimilates that so that you have nails, fingernails, so that you have hair, so that you have new eyes, so that you have new skin, okay? It has to digest it, break it down, and then recombine it in ways that are useful. I want you to understand that. So when we're talking about digesting it, you're talking about breaking it down, but then you're talking about reassimilating it so that it is understandable to you, so that you comprehend it, and that's when you come with questions, when in fact there's some parts that you don't quite comprehend. Okay, that often usually starts with vocabulary words that you don't comprehend, but sometimes with concepts that may not be explained as fully, or that you'll need some historical context in order to get. Does everybody understand that, or am I talking over your head? Please confirm that you understand, or say over my head. All right, Abdullah, come on. You too, brother. Thank you. Very good. Safia, got it? You're already there. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Starting today, a new standard for your notes page. Okay? You can have different sections of it if you want, but, you know, you want to put it in and then move it. All right, let's go here. All right, I'm just checking first, giving some comments on that. Kamal, I'm looking for your notes, Kamal. Where are they?
I was having some sort of, I don't know what was going on, some sort of difficulties on the computer. Something was wrong with the power, and I wasn't able to get them.
Kamal, I'm concerned, brother. I need a three-way between you, me, and your mama, okay? Because I'm not seeing enough of your work, okay? I'm looking to you to help lead as a leader in the school, and I'm really not seeing you work to overcome whatever computer gremlins you have to overcome, And that's the mark to me of a leader. Once something breaks down, you figure out how to get it done anyway. All right? And I'm not really seeing that. I'm not saying that you're not doing it. I'm saying that I don't see it. And I got to get some... So would you please... I'd like to arrange a conversation today before the parent meeting with you, me, and your mother so that I can understand if there's some extenuating circumstances that we need to work on or work around. Will you work on that, please, sir, over lunch and get back to me?
Okay.
404, type down the number, please. 404-201-2356.
Say
it again. 404-201-2356. All right, Kanata, where are your notes, sir? Kanata. Kanata, are you there? Kanata going once.
Can you hear me?
I certainly can now. I don't see your link to your notes, son.
Mine are on paper.
I'm sorry. You got to transfer them to paper, from paper to your computer so I can see them. Just got to get to it. If you need to practice, you already know that. This is not the first time you've heard it, is it? Talk to me, son. Is this the first time you've heard me say that? Kanata.
Yes.
Listen, son, when I'm talking to you, you need to respond quickly, okay? Is this the first time you heard me say, or that you understand that you need to transfer this to a computer?
No.
All right, then I want to see you get to it. All right, you can be in that conversation with your mom and me and Kamal. All right, just make sure it happens today. Right now, you got to get it there. If it doesn't, you don't have it. It stands as a F. And I will, by the end of class, both give you all a grade on your notes. If you want to change it, then you can do so by repairing them. If not, that's what we'll stand with, okay? It's part of the learning process. You got to take notes. Okay. Now that everybody, I think, have talked to everybody about their notes of one sort or the other, what I want you to do before we break into groups is I want you to talk to me about what you learned, one, questions that you have, two. We'll start with that. There's no particular order, and I want everybody to speak. Safi, if your microphone is down, please get it fixed. And in the interim, get your hands to typing, sister. I want you to be verbose. All right, everybody else, your mic is working. Let me hear you.
How the wealthy people are affecting the economy and how the high-income people are paying less tax than lower-income people and small businesses are struggling. And they're talking about the gap between the high-income people and low-income people and how it was off-balance, basically. That's what I got from it, but I know it was saying a lot more than that, but I didn't really understand what it was talking about, like the plutocracy and plutonomy. I didn't know what any of that was, and I tried to look it up in the dictionary, and it wasn't there, so basically that's the question that I have.
Okay, so plutocracy, what's the other question?
Plutonomy.
Good. Because as a group, we're going to get it. All right. So what I heard you say is the gap took something you took it, the gap between rich and poor.
Yes.
And the process of the rich getting richer while the poor getting poor. Is that right? Okay, yeah, I want you all to distinguish between those two things. One is a statement of fact of where things are, the rich, and there's a gap. The other is that process of, is the process going where the gap is widening or the gap is shrinking? Which one is it?
I know once it said the gap was shrinking, but then it said the gap was widening, so I don't know what the final
is. Excellent. Good. All right. I got those questions down. We'll come back to that. For those of you who can answer those, please put a note by it. Plutonomy, plutocracy, and also, is the gap widening or is it narrowing? All right. Now, next, somebody else. Talk to me. Don't answer those questions. Bring me your own, whatever you took away that was significant for you, your learnings, and or your questions or vocabulary.
Okay,
I love that y'all are so polite. All right, Allende, go for it. Allende, Abdullah, Sakile. Sakile.
The question I have, I don't understand the phrase that they use, full legal tenure. They don't really explain it, so I put that down as a question.
You faded, son. I got full legal tender, and I didn't get what you took away. I still didn't get it. It was kind of muddled. Type it in the text chat for me. And I got your question. What is full legal tender? So please type in the text chat. What the others. Now, I heard you. You're loud enough. In fact, maybe back off just a little bit. But anyway, type in the text chat. Make sure I got it. Abdullah.
The ladder,
I don't know whether your mic is real close, but it sounds like every now and again I'm getting a breathing. Breathe, just to move it a little. I like that. I hear your voice loudly. I like that. But there's also this sounds like this breathing rhythm that interrupts it. Try it again. Try it again. Say something else. Yeah, okay. I don't hear that now so far. I'll let you know if I do. Keep on going. You learned that the rich pay the least in taxes. What else?
And the government actually supports this. Like, they actually have, like, where there was something else about, the richest Americans make money in that they save from not paying taxes and invested in China and other places. And that means that it offers more jobs overseas. Some jobs that we have here also ship overseas. And now that helped me understand what it meant when people are saying that all of our jobs are going overseas. Like, I didn't understand that, but now I do. And also, there's also a recent thing, I think it was on ABC News, that where they were talking about imported goods.
Great. You can give me your top one and type the others in your text chat. One or two. Okay, great. Excellent. All right, Sakile.
Okay, my question was for the rich folks article. I'm not sure I understand the title, how the rich folks evolved. Is they mean like a sponge or something, like soaking it all up or using it all up? I didn't understand.
Wait a minute. You didn't understand how they soaked us? I just want to be clear. I'm not questioning.
No, I didn't understand the title. I'm not sure I understand
the title. Okay, why the author chose that title. Okay. All right. Keep going.
Okay, what I learned was I wasn't aware of queer class taking their assets and creating more jobs in foreign countries. And bringing all their business over there, creating less business and jobs over here. So I did learn that from that article. Are we doing the stuff we learned from both articles, or are we taking it one at a time?
Come again, Sakila, please.
No,
you can do both of them.
Okay, and what I learned a lot of stuff from the Atlantic article. I didn't know that the man who owns Facebook had dropped out of college or that he was challenging Google. And I also learned about how casually the more wealthier class, the rich people, take how much they own. I mean, they act like it's so casual, because the one lady in the article who was talking about $10 million and $20 million, she was acting like it was $5. It was just, like, nothing to her, and that kind of bothered me. And, yeah, that's
all righty. Good. Any other questions that you have, please put in the text chat. All right, Safia, you up? Tavon, Kanata Kamal. as you listen to questions or the things that you somebody got that you didn't get, please be taking notes on this process. That's how we learn from each other. You learn from other people's questions as well. All right, Safia, based on how much you've read so far, my dear. All right, great. Kanata, pull up your paper, pull up your hand notes, and tell me, tell us, both your significant learnings and questions.
Okay, well, what I have is that it said that in Secret of Oz, while the economy gets back to their original condition, we will have a massive, massive recession. And it said that our standard living sinks like a rock. Wait, I already put some of my notes from my notebook onto the wiki pages, so could I give you the link to that?
No, absolutely not. That's not what I'm looking for. You can give me the link. Absolutely. Yes, please. You can give me a link to answer that. I'm sorry. But the point is, right now, I'm wanting you to go through and make the choice of key learnings for you and key questions.
Okay. And you can't borrow yourself out of debt. And bankers aren't getting enough money to live the lives they're accustomed to. And what it said was that fiat money is money that's not backed by precious gold. And in Rome, they were using this money called tally sticks. And there are these money, their money that were sticks, of course. And the width of the tally sticks, the...
Okay, that's good. You don't have to give me the details about the tally sticks. That's good. What's next? Give me two more items that you learned and then go into your questions.
And that, let's see, the creator of Wizard of Oz made Dorothy slippers made out of silver. And in the movie, he made him a ruby because he knew some sort of the future economic condition. And
hold tight. What did silver symbolize in the book, according to the interpretation of the presenters in The Secret of Oz? All right, I don't want anybody to answer, but you all should know the answer to that question. Okay, Kanata, I want you to hold it right now. Tavon, have you spoken?
I spoke earlier about my notes, but no, I didn't speak on that.
Okay, give me your learnings and questions, and we're going to break into two groups.
Okay, I have my questions on the page, but my learnings... I found out that the tax... Oh, yeah, that was my question. The tax burden. What is a tax burden? Because it said that the tax burden was lowered since 1945, and I wasn't clear on that. But,
Okay, it's a great question. The tax burden. What's the tax burden? All right, I'll let somebody answer that. Because I'd like everybody to be clear about that. What do they mean when somebody says a tax burden?
I think it was how much income tax that they had to pay.
All right. Anybody agree with that? Or any additions? Tavon is in search of an answer.
Well, I thought that the tax burden was more like saying who is
Um Well, it really just, you can look at who has a greater burden. If you're carrying, if we're carrying buckets of water, and Sakila, you are carrying a 10-gallon bucket of water, and I'm carrying a 1-gallon, whatever. I'm also carrying the burden. It's just that it pales in comparison to yours, correct?
Right.
All right, but I'm still carrying part of the burden. If the burden is 10 buckets or 11 buckets in this case, and you carrying 10 and I'm carrying 1, it's just that it's a disproportionate, okay, it's not equal. If I had 5, or maybe I had 6 and you had 4, you know, then if it was 5 and 5 would be equal, that would be a shared or equal burden, okay, as opposed to a disproportionate burden. Okay, so Tavon, you got that. The tax burden is, in order to run a country, it takes money. Right, in order to pay the police, in order to have the garbage people come by and pick up your trash, in order to have the people come and fix the potholes, in order to have certain kinds of care, in order to have bridges, you know, roads, you know, army, all those things take money. All right, that money comes from your taxes. Okay, yours, ours, whatever. Now, do y'all pay taxes? Because y'all young folks, y'all pay taxes? All right. Abdullah disagrees with you, Tavon.
Oh, yeah, forget it. I thought you meant like going to file taxes and stuff. No, I mean, like, we pay taxes when we buy things from stores and stuff like that.
You surely do pay taxes. Okay. So some of you, if you work in the summer or you work other times, Safiya's remind you, file taxes too. Okay. So, all right. So do you understand tax burden? Okay. Whether you're young or not, you're sharing in the tax burden.
Yes, I understand.
All right. Any other questions that you have? Mm-hmm. All right. Pull up the article. Pull up my email to you, please, so we'll know. We're getting ready to divide. Getting ready to see what we're going to work. Safi, I see what you have. No questions so far. All right, Safiya, then I expect you to begin to provide some leadership since you understand everything so far, and everybody else has had some questions, so we want you to show us your leadership. Everybody have you're up. Okay, that was the first part. You're to come with notes, questions, vocabulary. Now, I want you to note on your notes page, or on a link if you don't want to keep it on that page. I expect to see your vocabulary section. Okay. Also, break out your questions so that I can go to your page easily and see what are the questions that you have. All right. So that we can really roll with that part. All right. So I'm putting in everything in case you can't find it. All right. Okay, Kamal Nima, Safia, Sakile, and Abdullah. I want you to go to a classroom called Five Theories. Five Theories. I just need you to feel some of the power of Osafo. When they go there, when you go there, Safia, oh man, Safia, you got to have a mic, sister. I need you to be teaching some stuff. Yeah, he'll be back next semester teaching Five Theories again. Safia, even though you have to type, and Abdullah, you were there, so give folks just a short orientation to him, and then I want you five to start to digest, answer the questions that you asked each other. See if you can find those questions that you asked, and I will be there in just a second. Your work, of course, is both include these two articles, Rich Soak the Rest of Us and the Rise of the New Global Elite, and you certainly are supposed to have digested the ZAT article. All right, and then I'm going to work with, for just a second, I'm going to get Tavon, Allende, and Kanata. Y'all can stay in this room. So split now. All right. Okay. Tavon, does your record button not work, or you think you don't need to do it?
I'm sorry. I forgot to start recording when I came back.
All right, folks, tell me about your assignment was to make sure that you went all the way through and that you could write an in-class essay on the struggle outlined in the ZAT article. That you could, we'd already done all the way through Abraham Lincoln. You were to ask to of course, know that, and then go into the section, the return of the gold standard. Also, the next section was free silver. The next section was J.P. Morgan and the crash in 1907. The next section was Lincoln Watches. The last section is where there's war, there's money. All right. Talk to me about... I want to hear a discussion from you with each other about those sections, those four sections. Don't just jam them all together.
Okay. First, well, because I didn't know that you wanted to read the all the sections.
Hold tight. Wait. Did you read the email? Go. I want you to go to it right now and read what it said.
It says you will be in a separate class for most of the class, digesting the information and summarizing info covered thus far. Please bring your notes from the XAT assignments of last week.
Read that last one. Pre-bring your what now?
Your notes.
All right. Now, you have already been assigned 2 weeks ago, and I've repeated at each class that you're supposed to go all the way through this article, the ZAT article.
Was I here? Because the last
article... You know what? I don't care. If you ain't here, then it's your responsibility to get it. I want you to really get that through your head, all of y'all. But that you ain't here ain't no excuse. Okay?
But I asked you in the last assignment that you told me to do. You told me to go over the article that you sent, and I was supposed to take the notes on it because I didn't do it from the time before, and you told me I'm returning the gold standard.
Well, I don't remember. This is the article that I've been giving. This one right here. So if you're going to do this, I mean, What article that were you talking about?
I thought we were supposed to start going into the how the rich soak the rest of us.
Uh-huh. What did it say? Again, what did it say? What did the email say?
It said, please read the following articles, taxes and wealth, and income disparity and globalism for the next tech class. Come with notes, questions, vocabulary.
Where's your name? Where's your name? All right, when it says the five of you will be in a separate class, okay, what five am I talking about?
Oh, you're talking about the five that were on the bullet.
Thank you very much. Okay. And when I said also bring your notes for the Zach assignment last week, and I gave a bullet, what is that Zach assignment? That whole article right here, usury, what I just pulled up. Okay, be ready to write an in-class essay on the struggle outlined in the rest of the ZAT article from Lincoln to Where's the War, Where's the Money. Do you see that?
Yes.
Thank you. No. It don't matter. Look at Undown. Kanata, you will be in a separate computer because, read it, you, Allende, and Tavon will continue to work on the housing employment papers and the ZAT work in a separate room. Make sure you three, complete the ZAT assignment. What? And read the rest of it. I want you to read the rest of it after that bullet.
Me?
No, Tavon.
It says notes, questions, vocabulary. Be ready to write an in-class essay on the struggle outlined in the rest of the exact article from Lincoln to Where the War Is and Where's the Money.
Uh-huh. Now, is that not specific?
No.
That's not specific to you?
No, excuse me. I mean, yes, it is.
Well, then what's up with this? You didn't know you were supposed to read the article. In both places, whether you were read that you thought you were a group, part of the five or that you're going to be part of this three, when it came to the ZAT article, it said the exact same thing. From Lincoln to Where's the War, Where's the Money? So, you know, you got to read, brother. Okay? In either case, you know, that's the work. All right? Tevon and Allende and Kanata, how far have you progressed in this article? Let's take it by section. From Lincoln on down.
I read the Lincoln section.
That's all? If that's all, just say it. Because you know, don't jive. Because I'm coming. You know what's coming next. I'll be asking you questions in the case. So if that's all you read, then just say it.
That's all I read.
All right, Allende. Allende going once. Allende going twice. All right. Now, I want y'all to know, you got to be respond or I'm going to kick you out the room. I'm only one to deal with. If you're ready to learn, I'm ready to teach you. If you want to be busy doing other things, you go someplace else. All right, Tavon, how much of this article have you read?
I started reading through the...
I ain't asked you what you started reading. Listen, Listen, I want you to be in this respect. I ask you how much have you read. When you start off, you started. That doesn't tell me what you've read. When I say how much have you read, I mean how much have you completed. So don't start off with what you started.
Okay, well, I finished the Abraham Lincoln section, and I got through the third paragraph, or the fourth paragraph, in the Return of the Ghost there.
Thank you very much. Now that's how you answer that question appropriately. Okay, very good. All right, Allende, talk to me, son. How far have you gotten in this assignment in terms of what sections have you completed?
Okay, I read from the Abraham Lincoln all the way down to the J.P. Morgan and the crash of 1907.
All right. Do you know how to turn your microphone down just a bit? Do you know how to do that in this space?
No, I don't.
All right, great. Go over to settings, please. Go over to options, please. Where you see under capture, then test voice. And then I'm sorry, that test voice doesn't do it. Okay, I don't know where it is. I thought it was, I'll just turn it down a little bit when you're talking. You will have, I will give you 10 minutes to discuss and learn from each other, and then you will be asked to write an in-class essay. Okay? Your essay must have an introduction. Your essay must have a conclusion. And then your essay will, as you've been told in the article, you're going to write an essay on the struggle for as far as you have read. Okay? So I'll be looking for your understanding of this struggle of that white people are having with themselves about money and currency and all of that. Okay. I do not want it just straight cut and paste. I want an essay to show what your understanding is of the struggle and any of the relevant particulars. Okay. How long does it have to be? You will have the rest of the class to complete it, and you will be judged based on how much of what you read is reflected in your article. Okay, so I'm not giving you a length. I can tell you one thing: if you just give me just a few, couple little simple sentences and paragraphs, you will get an F. I can tell you that. But, you know, basically what I want you to get to is, Allende, is you write the article for, you got two things you're working with. One is the amount of time you have, and the other is the amount of knowledge you have. Okay? So, you know, if you're getting close to your end of time, you're going to need to begin to pare it down, go into your conclusion. But in the meantime, you want to get as much information as you can in that process. And so that's how you roll with it, all right? And you will be based on your how well you understand. You show that you understand the struggle, the concepts in it, and what's important, what's not. Then that's what you'll be graded on. As well as, of course, if you don't have an introduction, you'll get dinged for that. You know, if you don't have a conclusion, you'll get dinged for that, because you got to write an essay with introduction and conclusion and your body. I'm not one where, you know, you start just five paragraphs. If you want to write 10, write 10. But what I recommend that you do is you take a few minutes to share with each other so that you'll have a half hour to write. So you got 4 or 5 minutes, 6 minutes to discuss or ask questions of each one of you, and then each one of you individually will write and send it to me in my email and post it on the Wiki space. Now, Kanata, if your typing is atrocious, then your job will be to handwrite it and scan it in. Do you have a fax machine at home? I can't hear you, son. Well, you need to write it in and then get your mom on the phone to indicate that she has collected that from you. And so I got some confirmation that that in 30 minutes it's done. You've handed it to her. And then later on, you're going to have to transfer, still type it in to me. I just don't want to slow you down. That can be the case for any of you if you want to handwrite it. I think Tavon and Allende, y'all already used to hitting it, typing it, get to it. All right, I'm out of here. That's right. All right, folks. You were told that you would you're going to be digesting this information, summarize information covered thus far. Please bring your notes. You have submitted those. Be ready to write an in-class essay on the struggle outlined in the rest of the ZAT article, from Lincoln to Where is the War, Where is the Money. Before we go into that, please tell me, honestly, have you completed the sections on the ZAT article? Have you completed those sections? All right, I'm going to call them out to make sure you got them. Of course, there's Andrew Jackson, 1828 to 1836. Incidentally, Safia, since we're there, when was Araminta born? Put in the text chat, please. The next section was Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War, 1861 to 1865. Now, as I'm going down these sections, I want you to know what's happening in the section. Sakili has said she's done them. The next section, Return of the Gold Standard, 1866 to 1881. Everybody's done that in this room, right? If you haven't, holler. Okay, next section, Free Silver, 1891 to 1912. You got it?
Yeah.
That last section, J.P. Morgan and the Crash of 1907. Excuse me, not last section, next section, J.P. Morgan, the Crash of 1907, Lincoln Watches, and then Where There Is War, There Is Money. All right. Okay.
Oh, I didn't do the Where There Is War, There Is Money last one.
Okay. All right. Before we write, give me your takeaways from Civil War, 1861-1865. Either talk it or fire it up in the text chat. What are the key takeaways? Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War,
1861-1865. Okay, well, you mean the main points?
The main points, or the main points to you? Okay. Now, one thing that we covered earlier that I want you to include in your essay, and that is the Northern bankers did not support the Union cause. Yeah, that's right, Abdullah. Colonel is pronounced Colonel. It is weird. All right? So y'all got that. All right, so I want you to include the explanation of that. Okay. All right, so we got greenbacks are significant. Safia, what were your takeaways from that section, please, ma'am? Okay. So the key part of the whole section are the printing of greenbacks, and what's significant about that, please? Anybody?
Go ahead. Okay, the significance of the printing of greenbacks was because it was funding the Civil War, and because they were low in money, he needed to create some kind of currency to help him to buy any supplies needed for the war. So the colonel, his friend, advised him to just create money, and he said that it would work. So Lincoln just created the greenbacks, and that's what he did. He printed $400 million of greenbacks.
All right, somebody asked a question earlier, legal tender. What is that? Okay, well, if we created IA dollars, then, and all of us in this class, in this school, teachers included, agreed to use it, well, we could use that to pay for some things. What's the difference between that and legal tender?
Legal tender, I think, is issued by the government.
Okay. So when the banks go, when they borrow money from the bank, from the private bankers, does the borrowing of the money from the private bankers make it legal tender?
I don't understand your question. Make what legal tender?
Abdullah wants to know what section we're on. Please help him out. Great question, Abdullah. Thank you. Okay, well, yes, Abdullah. Yeah, we're on the Zat article. Okay, so legal tender, you're right on, Nima, except I just wanted to be clear that it's the currency. All right, the currency, because there are many different kinds of currency operating in the United States right now. Okay, it's the currency that the government recognizes as legal and that can be used to pay for all debt. Now, if we have IA bucks, you know, or dollars, you may accept IA dollars to pay for the debt if you want to. Okay, because we have an agreement on that. But if I owe Sears some money, or the tire people, or Supreme Fish Delight here in Atlanta, Black Fish Company, if I owe them some money, then they can't refuse my tender, that is the dollars that I give them for payment. Okay, that means not only does the government kind of issue it, the government backs it, and it has to be accepted for payment of debts, unless otherwise, you know, contractually or by some agreement we come to it. All right, now would you Nima go down into with Tavon and them and answer that question, because that was a question to him. And then, yeah, that was a question he had. Would you go tell them what it is, and they can include that in their essay and come back? Yes, Abdullah, what's your question?
How do you get a tender, like, legalized? Like, is there, like,
Great question. Yeah, it's just a, it would be, it's a political decision. I don't mean political in a negative sense. I mean the Congress votes on what will be legal tender, what will be accepted as legal tender. That is the boom. That's why you had this governmental decree in terms of Lincoln saying that it was legal tender and the greenbacks were legal tender, so people would have confidence in them. So it's not like you just fill out a form and says, "Oh, I want mine to be accepted as legal tender." And a little bit more than a form on that one. Just got to go through the political process and get it. Whew. You got, that's a fight too, buddy. It's actually it would actually be easier to organize groups of people and have those people agree to it, and as a result of that, people beginning to value the IA dollars, for example, over the others, because we can say we only accept for this work, we only accept these dollars. If you're going to pay me in those dollars, it'll cost you, you know, twice as much or more and blah, blah, blah. Just like if you spend your $100 in Britain, you're only going to get about 70 cents worth of stuff. If they, on the other hand, bring a dollar here, they're going to get a dollar, $30, 40 cents worth of stuff. Okay. All right. Oh, that wasn't his question? Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know who it was. Anyway, good. Any other question about this this section here? Alright. Let's go to the next section, the return of the gold standard. What is this section about? All right, thank you, Sakili. Anybody else want to add to that? Safi, I'm looking. I know you can't talk, but I'm looking for your fingers to be verbose, sister. So, Kamal, an old question that I'd want your classmates to be able to dialogue with you on. Is the gold standard better than fiat currency? What's better? Kamal. Why? Well, you know, that would seem to make it less valuable. How can it be more valuable because it's not backed by precious metal? Abdullah, is that a message from Safia? No, I didn't. I didn't see that. All right. Kamal, I ask you a question.
Because they can't banks can't really hold a monopoly over the. If it was precious metal, no. They can't hold a monopoly over the fiat.
And are you saying they can hold a monopoly over the gold? I see. You are ready if someone just says, I want to return back to the gold standard. You ready to defend that and say that's not a good idea. Right? All right, we'll see. Okay. What is the statement that exposes the difference in mentality between your average person and a banker?
Who are you asking?
Anybody. I'm still in that same section. What is the statement that exposes the difference in mentality between your average person and a banker?
You mean a statement in this section?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it that recessions and depressions are part of a natural flow?
I don't think so. Little bit louder, brother.
Oh, sorry, I was calling with my mic. We will answer the demand for a gold standard by saying to them, you shall not press down upon the brow of labor this crown of thorns.
Good quote, but not quite. Read it louder. Read it louder.
Oh, okay. It is advisable to do all in your power to sustain such prominent daily and weekly newspapers, especially the agriculture and religious press, as will withhold the greenback issue of paper money, and that you will also withhold patronage from all applicants who are not willing to oppose the government issue of money. To repeal the act creating banknotes or to restore to circulation the government issue of money will be to provide the people with money and will therefore seriously affect our indivisible profits, bankers and lenders. See your congressman at once and engage him to support our interest that we may control legislation.
Mm-hmm. I hope y'all get this, okay? So when I'm asking you to identify or write about the struggle, I'm expecting you to begin to see even from way back in the beginning in this country, early, you begin to see the banker's mentality. Okay? Sakila, would you tell Nima where that is? The section is Return of the Gold Standard, 1866 to 1881.
Okay, hold on 1 second. My mom just called me.
Okay. Sakili, read the next paragraph. Well, no. Kamal, read the next paragraph that follows the one that your sister just read. And I want y'all to be note that. That's a significant paragraph. All right, Kamal.
James Buell, American Bankers Association. What this statement exposes is the difference in mentality between your average person and a banker. With a banker, less really is more, and every need an opportunity to exploit. James Garfield became president in 1881 with a firm grasp of where the problem lay. Whosoever controls the volume of money in any country is absolutely master of all industry and commerce. And when you realize that the entire system is very easily controlled, one way or another, by a few powerful men at the top, you will not have to be told how history is of inflation and depression.
Okay. Kamal, let's go back to the part of that statement. Very good. Thank you for reading that. That says, for a banker, less really is more. What did he mean? Kamal. Same section, Nima. The one paragraph under the one that's... Sakili read. Come on, Kamal. If you don't know, guess. Not quite. Good guess, though. Abdullah, the statement that James Buell, that James Garfield made, or this is, I don't know if he made that, because that's whosoever is, but it's the statement right before that. With a banker, less is really more. What do they mean by that, Abdullah? Safia, you also can type in the text chat. Less really is more. What are they meaning in this context? Waiting for your voice, Abdullah. You can type in the text chat, Nima. Abdullah, are you here? I didn't hear that. You don't know. Guess then, Abdullah. Okay, tell you what may help you. Read the paragraph after that. Read the rest of the paragraph, and then tell me. Read the rest of you two come out. Read that rest of that paragraph again, and then go back to that statement, less really is more, and see if you can guess what they mean.
Close.
That's true, and it's related. Not quite on the money, but real close. Nima, you can read what you said. Absolutely. When you contract the money supply, okay, then it begins to throw people into a panic, and folks will actually give more. During this, in 2008, banks began to contract the money supply. And not only that, they said, oh, God, we're going to die. You know, those people made those terrible loans and deadbeats. They're not paying their money back. We were trying to help them, but they weren't paying their money back. And now we're in trouble. You know, but you know, if you don't help us, the whole world's economy is going to crash. So y'all give us billions, trillions of dollars called bailouts. And we did. Okay, quickly, free silver. What's that about? Anybody?
Didn't people want to change the currency back to silver, and then the money changed, people thought that was going to be a problem for them, so they sent the mandate, or they need to bribe the Congress with some money to demonetize silver.
What man and what people? And what people wanted silver? Certainly not Ernest Smith.
The American people, because everybody was getting broke, and they wanted something that would allow times to become more plentiful.
Right. American white people.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. What did you say? Now, the only reason I want to just keep making the distinction doesn't mean that sometimes we're not engaged in the process, and it also means sometimes we actually are not. Just like in 1832, you know, the same people who were arguing with the British so the British wouldn't control the money were controlling our money, our lives, our daughters, our wives, our husbands. Hello. Okay? So our fight was a slightly different fight. Doesn't mean we weren't affected by this fight, but, you know, it's just important as you're going through time that you realize, and it doesn't mean you don't have opinions about it or it didn't affect us indirectly. It certainly wasn't the first thing on our agenda. The first thing on our agenda was doing what?
Attaining freedom.
Absolutely. And what were we doing with money in 1891?
I'm not sure.
All right, let's...
We're
what now?
Talking about African people, right?
Yeah, African people. African people in this case. All right, now get the time right. What time are we talking about?
This is when silver's being monetized in 1872, right? So I don't think anybody was doing that now.
Okay, no. Now, when was captivity officially over? When did the Civil War end?
It ended back in the other show. Oh, back.
Y'all help a sister out. She's asking a question.
Okay, wait. I'm confused. What's the question? She
says, is the Civil War over by now? We're talking 1891.
Okay, so I was in a different time period. So
great. So the question is, what are we doing around now? So it could be 1890-ish, to 1890-ish to 2012-ish. What are we doing right now?
Wouldn't we be trying to buy homes and property?
All right, I'm going to read this from the section called Black Property Owners in the South. While even skilled workers earned lower wages than whites, and while most of these businesses' ventures were capitalized at a few hundred or a few thousand dollars, during the post, meaning after, 1970 decades, most new South cities had a growing number of blacks who worked as skilled artisans or owned small businesses. In 1876, even the Atlanta Constitution, a newspaper that often carried articles hostile to freedom, took notice of the growing number of African boot and shoemakers, undertakers, restaurant owners, livery stable operators, and grocers in the city. By 1891, among the 450 retail stores in Atlanta, 75 were black owned. The gradually improving occupational levels allowed New South urban Africans to increase their real estate and other property holdings at a much more rapid rate than could their brethren on the countryside. One investigator reported that in the early 20th century, that the aggregate value of taxable property owned by blacks in Fulton County, Georgia, that is Atlanta, rose from $256,450 in 1878 to $655,505 a decade later to $1,443,712 in 1893, before declining to $1,109,000 following the depression of the 1890s. I'm going to give you this link. Okay. Does that make sense? Or is it cool? Is that exciting to you? Are you learning some things you didn't know? Now, the key part of what I want you to do here, okay, is you're keeping track of what's going on historically in the country. Okay, what's the battle between the British and the colonists and the white folks here, and then what's the battle of Africans? All right, and at some point early, it's just a battle for basic freedom to be able to own property and not be owned, etc. And then coming after that, because it was 1865, the Civil War was over, and still for many people, it wasn't until 1870 that. I mean, that's just 5 years, and we got so really captivity's, you can call it being over 1870 in terms of legalized captivity, although you still had Klan and vigilante groups and all that stuff, not just in the South but also in the Midwest and the North and stuff like that. Even in that environment, you get black folks doing this work. We were the skilled artisans because we did the work during captivity, so we had the skills. So after captivity, people had to pay for those skills. Okay, if we shoed the horses during captivity, now we still shoe horses, but you had to pay me. Okay, and so you began to see, just in this one example in Atlanta, okay, this kind of property change increase, and then you begin to see the effect of the depression of early 1900s. Now, whoever told you about a depression of the early 1900s? And how do you correlate that? Are y'all with me on this? I want you to be able to take this, what I've just read to you, for example, and know how to fit that into where this bank inflation and depression fight, because that fight affected us, all right? So you know how to put it within this fight. All right. The first depression you read about was in 1832, correct? Or if you don't know, okay. The next one you're hearing about is 1890s. You may be just hearing about that now. And then the next one that you've already heard about is the one that they call like the 1930s, and I say it's like from 28. The late 28, 29, all the way up to 40, so that whole decade of the 30s and a little before, was a depression. So you've gotten three. You've also learned just from this piece here that depression and inflation were manipulated by banks, you know, to make money. Did everybody get this link? Have you clicked on it? And is this, now, I don't know if you are on the page that I'm on, because sometimes you get different pages, okay? All right. I'm going to... you'll be able to check out a couple of the pages on it. You won't be able to read it all, but... you know, you'll be able to. I was reading from let me see 168, but you can see, you're on 166 67. Yeah, I was on 168, but you see at the top there where you can go back and forth, black property owners in the South. All right, this doesn't tell the whole story, but it just gives you a little bit as we go through it, okay? Please take a link in that and read a little bit about that. I'm not ready to give you a specific assignment, but I would love for you to, or specific pages, but put this on your list as something that you will read from this book and record it in terms of your source from this book that will just help you get a picture of what Africans were doing, or at least some example of that at this same time period that you're going through. All right, it is 12:15. What you have for a what was going to be in class is now going to be your homework and a test. Okay, so this is a paper that you got to turn in. This is not a draft anything. Okay, but it just has to be done, and it has to be turned in by tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Okay, send it to me in my email directly. And put it on the wiki, all right? And what you're going to be doing is two things. You're going to be summarizing the struggle that in this ZAT article. So from these various sections, what is it that you're, what's the struggle? Who are the significant players? Y'all can be typing this down if you want to, okay? To summarize the struggle, who are the significant players, and what are the significant events? Okay, it's you're telling the story all the way through to that last section regarding war. Also, integrate in it what you learn about whether from this article or other articles about black people and what's going on with us. Okay, so if you're talking about the 1832, because that article starts with Andrew Jackson, then you might look at what's going on with us. And as you go through, what's going on with us? All right. That is to have an introduction and to have a conclusion. Now, the next part of that, the next second piece is, you're going to now summarize what you're learning in the two articles on the rich Soctus. And as a matter of fact, no, that's a set. Make that an essay that's a persuasive essay. I want you to persuade, based on those two articles, I want you to take a position of something that we need to do. Okay, and that you want people to do differently. Whether you wanted the world to do differently or you want black people to do it differently, you can identify your audience as wide or as short as you want to go. But that article should, based on what you read and learned in those two articles that were assigned to you, and if you want to include whatever other things you learned in this course and or this the ZAT article, you are arguing for something to happen, something to be done differently. Okay? Now, does everybody, are you clear about that? There are two papers you got to write. I'm not concerned about the length. What I mean by that is you will be graded on how well you're covering the material. How well you understand the significant both people and parts of the struggle in from the ZAT article, and then how well you are aware of and integrate what's happening with us at the same time. So you might be comparing and contrasting that as part of that summary of the ZAT struggle. That's one piece. Then the next piece is, based on your reading of those, take a position of something that you think needs to be done or done differently or more of or needs to be changed, and argue for that based on what you learned from those two articles and then anything else you learned in class. Are y'all clear?
Yes, I am.
Kamal, are you clear? All right. Safia, are you clear? All right. I will, the one is due by tomorrow at 9. The other one you can be due, you can, if you want to wake up in the morning and do it, I don't care, as long as you have that second persuasive essay by class time. Okay. All right. And just so that you know the difference, that we've been working with the ZAD article for a long time. That's been on the list. So, you know, that was going to be an in-class essay. But I'm just, you know, glad we, you know, talked about it and answered questions. And since you've read the articles, now you're going to be taking a position on them. Okay. So the one due tomorrow at 9:00, the other one is due by class time on Wednesday. If you are stuck, ask for help, your classmates or me. Okay. Again, all of them have conclusions. Please don't wait to the last minute if you can help it, so you can send it to other people, you can read it to other people, you can actually use each other, you can send it to each other and get feedback on it, y'all. Use each other, okay, as well as your parents and other friends, so that your stuff begins to sit, you know, stand up and take and be great. All right. I'm 5 minutes over time. Thank you so much for your attention. Again, I love you. I think you're powerful. You're wonderful students. You know, you have your own personalities, which is great, and own proclivity. I need Abdullah, please. Not Abdullah, excuse me. Kamal, would you please arrange this telephone conversation, because I don't want you or your brother to get lost in the mix. Safia, I need a conversation between you and your mother and me, please, preferably today. Is your mother at home now, Safia? Yes, hold on a second. All right, everybody, you're dismissed. Safia, I need a meeting between you, me, and your mom on the phone, please. Y'all take care. All righty, thank you for checking. I just released everybody from there. Give me a quick... have you sent me the email and or put the links on the page? The one of the things you should have learned by now, what do? Is you write the article in Word or in WordPad. That way it's always saved on your hard drive. You cut and paste that article and you paste it on the wiki space, so it's not dealing with your browser. I'm sorry. Okay, then I'll look for whatever you get me when you get it to me. Kanata, read me the first sentence. Others of you, I got your Tavon, I got your class, I got your link. Thank you very much. You can go. Allende, thank you very much. You can go. Kanata. Okay, Kanata, please read me your first paragraph. Are you still in your first paragraph?
I'm about to end it.
Okay, keep going.
He told Dick Taylor this: just get Congress to pass a bill authorizing the printing of full legal tender treasury notes, and pay your soldiers with them, and go ahead and win the war with them also.
All right, now read me your conclusion. All right, this is your homework. Turn it in by tomorrow, 9:00. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Don't wait until then. Do it. Do it in draft form. Pass it. Let your mother check it. Let your brother or sister check it. Or any other classmates. Okay? Then you want to get some feedback from them. And then you write it up again, then type it up, submit it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, get your mother on the horn. Get me on the horn so we can talk this afternoon. All right? I want a three-way conversation between you, Kamal, and your mom. All right?
Okay.
You're dismissed. Take care. Have a good day.